First reading today is Isaiah 50, verses 4 through 9a. And this can be found in the Old Testament on page 681, which is located in the front of the Bible. The Lord God has given me the tongue of a teacher, that I may know how to sustain the weary with a word. Morning by morning he wakens my ear to listen as those who are taught. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn backward. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me, who will declare me guilty. The second reading today is from Philippians chapter 2, verses 5 through 11. This can be found in the New Testament on page 197. That's located in the back of the Bible. Page 197 in the New Testament. Let the same mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not regard equality with God as something to be exploited, but emptied himself, taking the form of a slave and being born in human likeness. And being found in human form, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore God also highly exalted him and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
A reading from Luke, chapter 19, verses 28 through 40.
After he had said this, he went on ahead, going up to Jerusalem. When he had come near Bethphage and Bethany, at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of his disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you will find tied there a colt, which never has been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. And if anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this: The Lord needs it." So those who were sent, departed and found it as it had been told them. And they were untying the colt, and its owners asked them, "Why are you untying the colt?" They said, "The Lord needs it." And then they brought it to Jesus. After throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road. As he was now approaching the path down from the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of his disciples began to praise God joyfully with a loud voice for all the deeds of power that they had seen, saying, "Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in highest heaven and glory in the highest heaven." And some of the Pharisees in the crowd said to him, "Teacher, order your disciples to stop." And he answered, "I tell you, if these were silent, the stone would shout out." The gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.